Welcome back to the lounge. As you know, I love unpacking a lot of different issues on this show. And one of the issues that I'm particularly passionate about, because it is my area of work, is corporate behaviors. And here to help me talk about some of the issues that are still facing organizations is Dr. Claire Vowell. And she is an expert in clinical psychology, but also within the corporate world. Welcome to the show, Claire.
Thank you for having me. I'm delighted to be here.
It's a real pleasure to chat with you. And of course, corporate working, how we can thrive, how everybody can thrive in particular is so important. So where does your clinical work fit within your corporate work?
Good question. So I'm a counselling psychologist, and I have a particular interest in supporting parents with some of the psychological issues they face in the workplace. So one of those, an example, would be sort of navigating the return to work after having a baby. So I've worked in private practice, I've worked in the NHS, but my current focus is really on helping organisations to support parents in the workplace.
That is really important because, and I'm glad you said parents as well, because we always seem to focus on helping women back into the workplace. Of course, I know that is an important focus, but it's both parents that it's just as important to be able to help. And is that why you focus specifically on parents? Sorry, a bit of a curveball thrown in there.
I think you've really hit the nail on the head. I think there is a danger sometimes of dads being left out of the conversation. And really what we want to create is equality. And we don't want to be creating this kind of division where we can only support one or the other parent, or that somehow one parent's rights become privileged over another. There is a whole set of reasons why there has been more focus on working mums. There are very particular challenges, I think, that women face. But I think it's really crucial that we don't leave working fathers out of the conversation.
Yeah, I fully agree. I would like to unpack a little bit about the working mums, though, if that's OK, because that is an area of interest. And some changes have been made, but perhaps not enough even still. Why do you think working mums struggle in the workplace, despite changes that have been happening and organisations being a bit more aware of additional or different needs that they may have?
Yeah, I mean, it's a big question. It's a really big question. And the answer is obviously very complex. Sadly, it is true that progress has been made, which is great. But we do still see some really clear gender disparities. I think from the work I do, one of the reasons is definitely the challenges inherent in balancing work and family responsibilities. You know, the classic sort of work-life juggle definitely impacts women more. We know that overall, and everyone's experience is individual, but we know that overall women do still carry out a disproportionate amount of care and domestic work, which leads to increased stress. It leads to all of these difficulties in juggling the different priorities. So I think for me, that's certainly one of the biggest struggles I see, or one of the reasons women are struggling more in the workplace.
And this relates, I believe, to your clinical practice, because here you've got this narrative almost that women are falling into, but also almost believing it or reinforcing it in their own self-talk of, I have my duties at work, but then I also have my duties at home, and they are as, or if not more, important. So how would you help them form a better sense of balance when it comes to success?
Yeah, I mean, I think the kind of narrative of you can have it all is challenging, at least, probably dangerous, really. I mean, I think really for me, one of the things is being able to accept that there will be compromises. You can be a brilliant employee and you can be a brilliant mother. You might not be able to do the two things exactly as well, exactly the same time. And I think you need to start to really come to terms with what compromises you are prepared to make and what is absolutely off the table. So one of the examples I would give, which may sound like a trivial example, but for me, as a full-time working mother, it's non-negotiable that I would miss my child's nativity play. I will move heaven and earth to be there for my child's nativity play. That's just something that's really, really important to me. And so I work around it. But, you know, obviously that's a sort of small example. But I think, you know, for other people, you know, the women I work with, it might be really important for them to be there at the school gate when the children are little. And so there needs to be kind of negotiation around working times and, you know, perhaps blocking out a diary for those kind of things. So I think it's boundaries and figuring out where there are compromises. You know, if you're a full-time working mum, unfortunately, you are not going to be there for every open classroom, every parents' evening, every nativity play, whatever it might be. But you need to work out what's really important to you and then figure out also that's, you know, the home life, but you also need to figure out what's really important to you in terms of your work life. And if that is that you have to be available on weekends due to the nature of your work, then that needs to be negotiated in the family setting.
I like that, because what you're really talking about is engaging with our sense of personal power and engaging with our ability to write our own script rather than almost fit in to what society is saying. Oh, well, mums do this and dads do that, and in our organization we do the other. There are challenges within the organization, and I know in your own work you've seen working mums leave the workplace and possibly even working dads as well, because they haven't been able to make those compromises in the workplace itself. So what happens in those cases? I mean, don't organizations risk losing really excellent workers?
Yeah, I mean, I think sadly this happens. You know, we definitely see, you know, where organizations aren't able to be flexible enough or perhaps open enough, women leave. You know, and I think, you know, it's a talent drain. There's no other way around it. You know, if we lose women from the organizations, we are left with less diverse, less inclusive workplaces. You know, we lose a whole range of skill sets and approaches to work and approaches to management. And, you know, it's a setback for gender equality. There's no other way around it. So, yeah, I think the potential loss can't be underestimated.
Yeah, I agree with you. So what, in your opinion, do you think organizations can do to help make some of these little changes, just to be a bit more flexible?
I mean, I think there are big changes needed, but little changes can also help. I think I would definitely, from what I hear from the, you know, the women I work with in particular, this idea around flexibility is really, really important. So maybe it's flexibility in sort of the overall hours worked, you know, whether that's within a day or within a week, you know, being able to offer working women part-time working if that's what they want, I think is really important. But also looking within the working day, thinking about start and finish times. You know, we know for a lot of people that the sort of traditional 9 to 5 can be really challenging if you've got to do a school run, you know, at either end of the day. So there needs to be kind of flexibility built in there that, you know, maybe the day doesn't have to look like a standard 9 to 5. You know, a lot of mums I know certainly will log on, you know, later on, perhaps after bed and bath time if their kids are little, and that we need to allow for that. And then obviously there's the whole issue around working from home. There's, you know, there are challenges inherent with that as well. And it's not always the ideal scenario for women. You know, many women might prefer to be in the office, but I think it's around offering that choice. And if working from home helps to support them with kind of childcare issues, then, you know, that should be offered where appropriate. But really, I think you were asking about the sort of smaller or perhaps more easy to operationalize changes. And I think it always, for me, just comes back to communication. You know, organizations need to talk about this stuff. I think open conversations about what individuals want and need are just so important. And it's really only by sort of opening up that dialogue that organizations can make the changes necessary. And I think there's something really important also about allowing women to be their authentic selves at work. You know, I think we very, very often see this kind of splitting off of, you know, me in the workplace and me as mum. And actually, you know, what about bringing the whole self to work? And what about being able to talk about some of the challenges you face as a working mum? And I think that sort of ability to have those sorts of conversations. And so that responsibility falls to line managers, you know, supervisors, just to be able to have, you know, a chat about how things are going, and allowing women to be their whole self in the workplace.
These are really, and not that hard to put in place. These are really important steps. And you're absolutely right about just having that conversation, having the space to have that conversation, and just seeing what people can do. Now, something that I like to have on the show is we get a little bit of listener feedback. And when somebody heard that you were going to be on the show, they actually sent a question through, which I'm just going to ask you now. You may not have an answer to it, but it's from a line manager and it's about a male, actually. And the situation at the workplace is that generally it's your 9 to 5. That's the expectation. But in this team, there's a new dad. And one of the things that the new dad has asked for is, can he come in a little bit earlier and maybe take a laptop home as well? Now, this is something that the line manager has agreed to discretionary, because it's not necessarily the practice in the workplace. But if this is working, how might you suggest that he can go on to kind of open that dialogue with the workplace when it has been quite ingrained it is a 9 to 5 and this flexi working kind of doesn't happen, and certainly doesn't happen for men, that's unusual, but we're moving into a much more shared and equal footing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's great that he's been able to have that conversation in the first place, to be honest. And like we sort of discussed at the beginning, it's really important that we take dads into account as well. So I think, again, it would really be about sharing his experiences and communicating if any areas of that are difficult, perhaps. You know, are there areas that that could be improved for him? You know, one example that comes up time and time again is people putting meetings in diaries at kind of inopportune times. And I think perhaps if they're, you know, he's obviously wanting to work from home to provide more flexibility. Now, if his diary is then booked out at those times, he's not going to get the flexibility he needs. So I think it's communication and conversations, and recognizing that it might not be, you know, the perfect scenario either for him or for his colleagues, perhaps. But making sure that it's sort of talked about, because I think the other thing that can happen, and I guess it was sort of a slight warning there, is when you say, oh, it's you know, almost like this one person's been offered, but it's not standard practice.
Yeah.
Is that it can sometimes breed a little bit of resentment in the team.
Yes.
So I think there needs to be open conversation amongst the whole team also, and making sure that no sort of negativity creeps in, and that if there is any sort of sense of, oh, well, look at him, he leaves early on a Thursday with his laptop, that needs to be addressed. It needs to be discussed. You know, the manager needs to take responsibility for, I guess, noticing if any of those sort of negative conversations creep in, addressing them where appropriate, and just talking to the team also about the fact that, you know, this individual is still a hugely valuable member of the team and is still contributing in exactly the same way. It's just that his working day might look a little bit different now.
I like that, because I think that it needs to have that understanding of, is it not better to have somebody working flexibly rather than being at work thinking, I need to be doing all of those other things? It's such a complex area. And that's where I'm sure your background and your experience in being a clinician can make such a difference to when you do the corporate work. Do you find there's a really nice kind of, you can draw from both threads?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's lots of kind of psychological issues involved. You know, we look at some of the issues that, you know, working parents face in the workplace, and lots of them are psychological issues. You know, there's obviously the logistical, practical side of things, you know, what time they start and finish work, where they're doing the work from, and all of those things, you know, really need to be addressed. But we also start to look at issues around identity, confidence. Guilt is a huge one. You know, traditionally we sort of talk about working mum guilt, but, you know, equally dads can feel it too. So there's lots of kind of psychological issues at play, and definitely providing support for working parents can certainly help to ease a transition back after kind of a parental leave, or to help support parents stay in the workplace.
I think your understanding and your work will be of such great help to organizations if they're trying to make those systemic changes. So where can we learn more about you? Where could we book you even to bring you in for that sort of training and that understanding? Because I think this is a really, it's a hot topic and it's an important topic because those changes need to happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think there definitely is more that organizations can do. You know, to help support parents, to help make sure that, you know, women are able to stay in the workforce and that people just are able to thrive in their careers, you know. So where can you find me? The best place probably either LinkedIn, Dr. Claire Vowell, or my website, www.thecorporatepsychologist.co.uk, and all of my details are on there.
Amazing. Thank you so much for your time, and please join me again because this has been such an interesting discussion.
There's much more to say, I'm sure.
And that's all we have time for. But if you'd like to find out more, do go to my website, which is www.draudreyt.com, and check out my articles, which give you practical tools to live your best life. Or you can go to my YouTube channel, which is Dr. Audrey Tang, Tools to Thrive.